Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a great 9-year member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of the American Hazard Control Group, author of so many books I hurt myself bringing them to the studio, Doing More with Less, Doing More with Teams, The Surprising Solution. He's the guy who taught us about the concept of sustainability. And he's doing that around the world. He's a major global thinker in the area of energy and resource sustainability. And the best news is, though, he's our good friend, Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, we are good friends at this point, and I'm always entertained and informed by conversations with you.
Well, we enjoy having you here, Bruce. Okay, so one of the things you've been working on in a paper that you guys published is about energy risk. And right now, that caught my eye for one, just in general, but especially right now, we've got a situation going on with the Iran deal. President Trump is deciding what he's going to do with the Iran deal, if he's going to stay in it or not. I know he's already made his decision. I think I know what it is, but regardless, this is causing the energy market to feel a lot of volatility, a lot of concern. Oil prices are going up, and these geopolitical issues contribute to energy risk, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, for the 60 multinationals that we work for, like Toyota and Ingersoll Rand and others, like Suncor Energy, energy price volatility is the most disruptive thing for their plans and for their margins. Now, this also has a consequence to small businesses, because small businesses are the great engines of innovation supplying those large multinationals. So what we find is that from a corporate strategy point of view, Jim, energy risk is the number one under-addressed risk.
Wow.
In corporate planning today.
Interesting. Number one. Well, you know what's interesting, though, about that I've observed over the last 15 years is, I'm old enough, Bruce, to remember when a couple of bucks blip in the oil price could send the whole economy into a turmoil. And now when the oil goes up, it's noticeable, it's annoying, it's expensive, but it doesn't have the same impact. And it's because our economy is not as heavily dependent upon crude oil anymore as it used to be, as it was 40 years ago, is it?
I think that's exactly right. It's both a 40-year change and an intensified 15-year change because of all the innovations in efficiency and renewables. And so if you think of every corporation has to spend so many dollars on energy, and energy is like a piece of pie,
right?
Pizza pie. It used to be always 98%. All of the cheese and the slice was fossil fuel. That has changed now substantially, where almost 20% of the slices are renewables.
Mm-hmm.
Just almost overnight in the last 6 years, they become cost effective. So what we wanted to do was to help the world understand, help the corporate world understand, because there is a lack of federal leadership in this space, even though there's 190 countries that signed the Paris Accord. What we believe is that tangible carbon innovation matters and that investors are very interested in it, and so are the corporate giants and so are the energy security officials that run America's defense system.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a situation like Iran, where it's both Iran and Putin and the Soviet Union
mm-hmm.
putting pressure to keep someone like Assad in Syria in control, you get so many distortions in planning markets that it creates havoc. And so what's happening in a lot of the multinationals. They're going domestic. They're beginning to build renewable systems. They're beginning to build storage systems at their own facilities. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we brought 49 small, medium, and large companies to Toyota headquarters in Plano less than a month ago, and we called it Energy Competitiveness 2.0. Some of these companies were giants like Lockheed Martin, Jim, who have the knowledge in the defense system to make major commercial-scale changes in storage. They were talking about an energy storage system that they're doing for the Defense Department that they now want to commercialize, because storage matters more than ever. If you are producing more renewables, you know, solar and wind have the opposite problem of oil geopolitics.
Right.
Solar and wind have the problem of storage.
Hold on to that thought, Bruce.
There's a great deal of emphasis on innovation there.
I got to take a quick break. So what we're going to talk about when we come back is energy competitiveness, and it's a big deal that Bruce and his organization are working on, and then we're going to talk about what that looks like and how that impacts small businesses after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.